It's The Drive with Robin Ross, and we are getting to chat to Nicole Engelbrecht from True Crime South Africa, the podcast. En dan natuurlijk ons eie Gerda de Souza, wat True Crime South Africa, die Afrikaanse weergawe aanbied. Mm-hmm. Welkom by The Drive with Robin Ross, julle.
Thank you so much.
Dankie.
It's good to have both of you here. Nicole, let me start with you. True Crime South Africa, the podcast. I mean, it's been such a journey now. Did you ever expect when you started this idea that this is where you would end up?
Never in a million years. No, it was going to be a small part of what I intended to do. This creative entrepreneurship I had planned, and yeah, South African listeners of podcasts and true crime content consumers decided otherwise.
Because, I mean, we are a country that provides a lot of content, unfortunately.
Absolutely, yeah. The sad fact is I will never run out of cases to cover. But hopefully, the podcast is making a real world difference. So I'm appreciative of that.
Gerda, I want to talk to you about the victim centering of the podcast, because a lot of times ek is 'n groot true crime fan en baie keer is mense se opinies dat die slagoffers word eintlik uitgebuit nou vir nuwe content en so. But the focus of True Crime South Africa is victim centered.
Ja, Nicole het gemaak dat dit een van die eerstes ooit is wat op die slagoffers fokus. En weet jy wat vergeet mense? Oortreders is slagoffers. Oortreders was op 'n stadium 'n slagoffer van iets. So ja, daar is verskriklike slagoffers wat onder hulle hande ly en wat vermoor word en al daai goed. Maar die rede hoekom daai persone oortreder is, is omdat daai man en vrou op 'n stadium 'n slagoffer was van 'n misdaad iewers, wat in 'n lewe saam met hulle gekom het en hulle gevorm het in wat hulle is. So die goeie ding, ek wil nie sê lekker nie, want van hierdie potgooi reeks is, jy hoor van die impak wat hierdie misdade het op die slagoffers wat het oorleef het, maar ook waar 'n oortreder vandaan kom. En hoekom daai persoon op die ou einde is soos wat hy is, want daai persoon was ook op 'n stadium 'n slagoffer van iets.
Ja, so dis hierdie bose kringloop eintlik.
Net so. In 'n land waar daar baie gapings is met polisie en met vervolging en met die tronkstelsel en met al daai goed waar mense net, they just fall through the cracks, either way as a victim or as a perpetrator.
Nicole, do you have any idea off the top of your head how many episodes you've done so far?
157 full episodes.
Wow, that's not off the top of your head. That's, you've been in those recordings. Jy weet precies.
Yeah, and then there's, there's additional, there's interviews, there's not included in that number, and there's mini episodes. So, yeah, there's a lot of content on there.
Ja, en hierdie nuwe weergawe van True Crime in Afrikaans, hoe trek ons nou hierdie seisoen?
Ja, toe moet ek nou 8 gaan kies, nee?
Ja.
Van die 157 en die 6 van die eerste reek. So, ons is nou op episode 2, en as dit jou enigszins 'n idee sal gee, dit is die moord van Leon Brits in Pofadder. Onthou julle verlede jaar, hulle het sy lijk of 2020 sy lijk gekry in die swembad van sy huis. En die ding met dit is, mens dink jy ken hierdie stories. You think you've read about it in the newspapers, right? Jy het iewers op die nuus gesien, jy weet wat jy aangaan. Totdat jy die potgooi luister. En daar is soveel meer agter hierdie storie, en dis ook hoekom ek hiervan hou, want jy het tyd om vir mense vir 50 minute lank te vertel van hierdie storie. Sy vrou het nie gekies net eendag opgestaan en besluit sy gaan hom nou vermoor nie. Daar was 15 jaar voor dit wat aanleiding gegee tot dit, en go make up your own mind. Do you think she had a leg to stand on? Do you think that what she said was true? She was a victim, but she was also the person who organized his murder, who paid people to kill her husband. But at the same time, it's a victim story.
I want to chat to you both as well about the impact of working so closely with things that are so triggering and kind of macabre and really quite heartbreaking in certain circumstances. How do you decompress and take yourself away from something that you have to immerse yourself in so much to be able to tell the full story?
I don't know about Nicole, maar vir my, ek sê baie dankie vir verkiesing en kabinetsaankondigings, want ek het letterlik nuus toe gevlug om te vergeet van Afrikaanse misdaadstories wat ek moes skryf en vertaal. Die nuus het my baie gehelp. Dit was baie sagter as misdaad en ek doen dit nie elke dag die heel dag en ondersoek dit nie. So ek kan Kim Kardashian gaan kyk. I love the Kardashians. Want dit vat my heeltemal weg van alles af en that's how I just have to.
Nicole?
Yeah, so for me, I think it's quite different because this literally is my entire life now. Mm. You know, I do the podcast, I write the books, you know, I'm getting involved in documentaries as well. So literally, you know, every minute of my work is true crime. I think I'm quite lucky in that I'm naturally quite a emotionally resilient person. And I really just try to stay focused on what I'm doing. You know, that's what's, you know, people who do this, you know, face-to-face, you know, police officers and that sort of thing, they need to keep focused on the reason they're there and the reason they're doing the work. Otherwise, it won't get done and the emotions will take over. So that's really what I try and do as well.
Is there anything that you feel like you've learned over the course of digging into 157 cases? Are there any common threads that run through? Is there anything you feel you can tell us about being South African or being a human being? Like, have you got any takeaways that you feel strongly about?
Yeah, I think the better question would be, what haven't I learned? Because I honestly feel like I'm a totally, you know, my views, my understanding of our country, of human beings, of how socioeconomic factors play into crime, everything has changed, my view of the police. You know, really, I think I came into this with this idea that overall there are good people and there are bad people. And I think one of my major takeaways from the work I've done so far is that that is just not true. We're all sort of shades of grey of both, and it really just depends what path we walk. You know, that depends on where you end up.
Gerda and Nicole, what is a story that's come out of this season that has really stood out for you?
So dit was baie moeilik om jou ag te kies, en jy moet ietsie kies wat mense van weet. So die volgende week se episode is die Springshuis van Gruwels. Weet nie of julle dit onthou nie, die huis van 10 jaar terug. Dit is hard listening. It was hard writing and it's hard. Maar episode 4, die episode daarna, is die moord van wat in George was. En ek het dit gekies omdat ek dink baie van ons luisteraars ken George. En dit is tuinroete. En dit is, allemaal wil daar gaan bly eendag. Die oomblik wat jy soon toe gaan met vakantie, nice na George, dan wil jy soon toe trek.
Garden Route's lovely.
So ek het dit, en dan is daar 'n episode, en ek dink Nicole sal met my saamstem, 'n story wat my net stom slaan. En dit is die moord van Annette Bauer. En sy is deur, ek wil nou nie baie sê nie, maar sy is in Nieu-Seeland vermoor. Jy luister daai storie van die begin af. Jy, as jy hierdie op Netflix sou sien, sou jy klik om dit te kyk en jy sou by die werk van mense gaan vertel het, weet julle wat kyk ek nou? En hierdie is 'n Suid-Afrikaanse dokter. I mean, 'n man vir wie jy respek het. Dit is 'n, en wat daar gebeur het, slaan jou asem weg.
Dis 'n goeie punt om op te eind. Nicole, anything else from your side?
No, you know, I'm so grateful to Jacaranda and Tada. I don't think we could have had a better presenter for the Afrikaans version of True Crime South Africa, for centering the victims and just amplifying the voices of victims of violent crime in South Africa.
Perfect. Nicole, thank you very much. We appreciate your time this afternoon. Congratulations on the podcast, and good luck, I suppose, is the right thing to say, because this is quite a subject.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Gerda, voor ons vir jou laat gaan, ek wil net 'n laaste ding sê. Jou stemwerk op hierdie podcast is vir my verstommend goed. Ek is in die storie in deur net my ore. Ek sien die goed. Ek like it's incredible. Whether we use this in this thing or not, I don't care. Maar dit is net vir my verbuisterend.
Dit beteken so baie vir my.
Bravo.
Dit beteken so baie vir my. Baie dankie, want dit is moeilik. Dis moeilik om dit te doen, want mens, ek is gewoond aan nuus. So dit was my moeilik om daai nuusstem en feite uit te haal en om dit 'n storie te maak wat ek vertel. En dit is ek moet partykeer stop ek. Dan stap ek uit en gaan ek na my vrou toe en sê ek vir haar, vertel vir my iets van jou kinders. Vertel net vir my iets, want ek is nou in die middel van 'n ding wat ek moet opneem en ek weet nie hoe om dit te sê nie. En dis wonderlik om dit van jou af te hoor. Dit beteken vir my baie, want is mense wat weet wat mense met jou stem kan doen en ek hoop net altyd dat ek kan dit regverdig doen aan wat Nicole geskep het en die storie wat hier vertel moet word, want dit gaan nie oor ons nie, nee, dit is net, ek is net 'n wekel for listen to this.
Vertel vir ons waar mense kan luister.
Jackaranda.fm.com. Jy kan gaan klik op Jackpot en dan is dit op goed so Spotify en Apple iTunes, so waar jy al jou ander gunsteling potgoedreekse kry, jy kan dit daar gaan luister.
There you go. Our very own Gerda de Souza, Nicole Engelbrecht from the True Crime South Africa podcast. Baie dankie vir al twee van julle. Thank you for your time. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Bye.